بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that Muslims must submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. Any arguments, disputes they have, that also must be sorted out according to Quran and Hadith by the ulama, etc. And those who do that, they are the righteous and pious people, of which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned four special categories, that is, the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and Saliheen. This is the high stages these people will get. With regard to them, Allah Ta'ala says, وَحَسُنَا أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا or أَچْهِ هَيْ أُنْكِ رِفَاقًا. And how beautiful is not their company, to have the company of these righteous and pious people. And forever and ever in Jannah, what a great favor and boon from Allah Ta'ala. All that can be acquired only in this worldly life. The short life of roughly 50 years of our time that we have average to do our amal, and forever and ever in Jannah we can get all these great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is so kind also that He has made it possible for everyone to achieve this. The first Allah Ta'ala explained are the Nabiyeen, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They are those chosen servants of Allah whom Allah has blessed to convey His message to mankind and call mankind towards Allah Ta'ala. They did their duties 100% properly and fulfilled it 100%. And they are those who will have the highest stages of Jannah. However, the doors of Nabuwat are closed. With Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being the final Nabi, there can be no Nabi after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that stage nobody can acquire. The stage after that is of the Siddiqeen, that is the truthful. Truthful according to the terms and the tafsir of the Quran Sharif. That is who by heart and soul completely they submit to Allah Ta'ala. They have no doubt whatsoever. And their nature is such that as soon as they heard about Islam, they accepted it wholeheartedly with no reservations whatsoever. And they gave their everything for deen. Whatever they had, they sacrificed it for deen. Those are the Siddiqeen. The master and leader of all of them is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who testified to the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though outwardly it appeared that it was an impossible thing to happen. But he said, if Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said so, then it must be so, and he accepted it. On that he was called, in fact, Siddiq, the one who testified to the truth just on hearing it. Hazrat Abu Bakr was that one Sahabi that as soon as he heard the da'wah of Islam from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he accepted it wholeheartedly. He did not ask for any proof. He did not ask that what will he get if he accepts Islam. Nothing. As soon as he heard it, he accepted it. These are the Siddiqeen that the call of Allah and His Rasul, they accept so fully and completely. They have no reservations whatsoever. And the third category are the Shuhada, those who give their lives for the sake of deen. Their position is also very high. Before a drop of blood of the shaheed falls on the ground, he is completely forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives them such high ranks that a person, so to say, falls on his back looking up to see how high their ranks are, and he can't see what is their high rank. These are those people who sacrifice their money, who have sacrificed their time, who sacrifice their lives for the sake of deen, for the upliftment of deen, for the propagation of deen. They sacrifice everything. These are those who are of the third category. Then the fourth category was Salihin, and the righteous and pious people, those who follow them, and they also accept they are righteous and pious. They made Islam their ideal. and they saw the ways of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the ways of the righteous and pious, and they made that their way of life, and they follow accordingly. They are also of the fourth category. Then right at the beginning, Allah mentioned a fifth category, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولُ, those people who follow Allah and His Rasul. Though they are not of these high stages, but they follow in that path, they will be also raised and be with those people. So this is a great, great favor of Allah Ta'ala, that for the vast majority of us, we are weaklings. We cannot reach these high stages of the Anbiya, or the Siddiqeen, or the Shuhada, or the Saliheen. But just that we follow in their ways, and we acknowledge that that is the right way, and that is the way that we should go, then they will be also raised and joined with those people. This is ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, it is only the fadl, the kindness of Allah, that which Allah gives without having worked for. Just free of charge, He blesses them. Just as a bonus, that is the great kind mercy of Allah Ta'ala. وَقَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا, or Allah kafi hai janne wala, and Allah Ta'ala is the one who is sufficient for knowing each and everything what a person has got in his heart. He wants to become righteous and pious, but he's always bogged down because of his bad habits, because of the environment he finds himself in, because he finds he's very weak. But in his heart he wants to be righteous and pious. Those people also, though outwardly their amal are not so good or not enough, but them also, because of the righteousness in their heart, and which Allah knows these are righteous and pious people in their heart, Allah will raise them and give them also that position of what He has given the other great, great people. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has shown us the great positions of the people in the Akhirah, in Jannah, and how we can also be with those people. We can be in their neighborhood by following in their path. May Allah give us our understanding of deen, and that we make valuable this little while of dunya that we have got, that we work for our akhirah, and not that we put all our energies into this dunya, which we are going to leave behind in any case. This dunya in any case is totally inferior. There is nothing compared to akhirah, as far as quality is concerned, as far as quantity also. In this world, a person can make his life the best. How long will he enjoy it? 60, 70, 80, 100 years. But then he has to leave everything. And akhirat will be forever. In akhirat, there is no old age. There is no sickness. There is no weakness. There is no enmity between people. No fights between people. It is just enjoyment. So Allah has given us this little while to prepare for that eternal life of the akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq and accept us for that, and make our dunya our deen. And by when deen gets done, Allah makes our dunya also go smooth and nicely, and Allah makes our akhirat also. May Allah bless us with all these realities.